And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And tonight, we are going to award the free year BSP on the air to one of the people that has... Why am I talking at this pitch? Why can't I lower my voice?
Here, hold on.
Oh, thank you, bud.
Yeah, that kick you in the back.
Well, did that hurt?
It didn't hurt. No, thank you. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Anyway, welcome to the show tonight. We are going to award our free year of a backstage pass to a lucky, quote, listener, Twitterer, Facebooker, because that's where that's at, man. We basically ask people to hashtag BSP over at Phil Hendry Show, twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show on Twitter, or to like our new fan page, which we've started up over at Facebook, and we will draw from that abundance of people later on tonight, and we will have for you a winner. And that's kind of exciting. A year of I'll tell you, that's...
I would think that's very valuable. I think you need to push that. Now, can I say something?
Of course.
Now, who's going to stop you?
Yeah, who's going to stop you?
So we're starting in right away, aren't we? We're starting in right away?
Just kidding.
No, with no main bout, right? Just going to start in with the main bout, no preliminaries. Is that it?
Just say what you need to say, Margaret, okay? You blew that one.
Yeah, it's no preliminaries under the main bout.
All right, I don't know about that. But what I want to say is this. I think that it's a good, it's a very good promotional item. I don't know anything about your website. I don't subscribe because there's a lot of material on there that I find very offensive. I've told you this, Phil, in the past. You have included things... from conversations you've had with Frank and I.
Well, now hold on for a minute, Margaret. You can't say that those conversations didn't take place.
No, I'm not saying they didn't take place, but why did you put it on your website?
Because it's part of our show. We keep everything on our website. Every show that we've done, every show that we've been able to get our hands on from God Almighty when? 1997, 96 forward, we keep.
Even though there had been time... What about the time... I can't believe it.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, he didn't do it. You did it.
So you talking about the time Frank slapped you?
Frank slapped me? What does that mean?
No, I didn't say slap. I said the time Frank slapped you.
The time that Frank slapped you when you guys were lost?
Oh, you mean in Southgate?
Yeah. You were lost? And Frank was trying to get out of there because of the carjack country.
Yeah, see, people are afraid of being in a black neighborhood, even though I know your neighborhood's okay.
And I'm not saying that they're not, man. That's their problem. I'm just saying that when they're lost in Southgate, did Frank slab you?
What do you mean, did Frank slab me?
He's saying, did Frank slap you? And the answer is yes, he did, because you were screaming, you were hysterical. Frank was racing to get out of Southgate. Somebody called up and said you're in carjack territory. Frank's running red lights, and you distinctly said, no, Frank, not in the face.
Oh, we were clowning.
No, you weren't clowning. No, you weren't.
I was thinking of the time that I beat Frank up. And...
Yeah, that's pretty funny, Mr. Aaron. You fell off your chair on that one.
Yeah, you keep that one?
Oh, you fell off your chair.
Yeah, we were having a video cast that night. Why?
Well, then I take it back. I think you should keep that in your...
Of course. Keep it in there. Keep it in the archives because there's Phil falling off his chair.
What happened?
Well, basically happened was this. Margaret was on the air with Frank, and something happened where Margaret decided she was going to punch Frank's lights out. I don't know what it was. Do you remember, Margaret?
I don't remember now, no.
All right. Is Frank there?
I'm not, Phil, right now he's... Where's your father? Jason... I'm on the phone with Jason. Where's your father?
What are you doing on the phone?
Because I was on the phone with my son. Is that all right?
Fine, but you're on the air right now.
Honey, I gotta call you back. He's probably sleeping.
All right. So you were doing, you and Frank, and what happened was, I was listening to this, and I was moving around the studio trying to get stuff set for another bit or for the next segment or something, and the chair that I was in, because we had not yet bought a proper chair... You know.
Well, it sounds like you haven't bought a proper chair yet either.
Yeah, this is still not a proper chair.
All right, so it's not a proper chair. It squeaks, but it hasn't fallen apart. I was in this wooden chair that had been used as a piece of it was actually a chair from some kind of a dining set that I had grabbed because we didn't have a good chair for the studio at the time. So I had this wooden chair, and at that time, I weighed, you know, a lot, man. I don't know how much I weighed back then. This was in 2007. And I think I was, you know, pushing 260, 270, something like that.
That was about the chair breakout?
Yes, the chair. Tell him. The chair fell apart.
Yeah, the chair fell apart. The chair just collapsed right on the video cast. So there's got to be a video cast someplace. I know we must have it somewhere in our video archives if you go back far enough. It's a 2007 show, and Margaret was, well, those freaking video archives, man, we didn't keep... I know what we were doing back then. We were well, never mind.
Would you finish your thought, Phil? You know,
I'll finish what you're saying, man.
What I was trying to say was this. We were not videocasting the show. We were videotaping the show, and then we were running highlights the next day on our website and I think on YouTube. So that's how it went. So every day we showed some kind of a highlight.
Of what you did on the night before.
Oh, my God. Did you try and say that? Say that again as if you've graduated from kindergarten.
Yeah, try and say that again. If I heard you said...
Don't hit him.
I said Well, I forget what I was saying.
I do, too.
Me, too.
All right, that means we can move on. So welcome to the program, folks. Every night here until 1 o'clock on the West Coast. I forgot what I was saying.
I do.
In any event, welcome to our show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what the hell it is it's talking about, and we try to articulate it, or articulate it, if you will, in the very best possible way, in the very best possible manner. Visit our website with a backstage. Look at this. This happened again, man. This happened again. We just had the computer crash.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
We ran out of disk space, so I got to power this computer back up and get the disk space cleared up. All right. Anyway, if you go to our website, philhenryshow.com, you'll be able to pick up a backstage pass and watch our show on the videocast and watch us perform the show as we do. You can also access thousands of hours, over 4,500 hours of archive material, and we have our videocast archived there as well. We have a full year of our Saturday night shows that are archived. And just really more on our site of radio media and related media than any other radio show anywhere else in the world. We've thrown that challenge out I don't know how many nights, and nobody's even going to come close to matching it. So y'all just better, you know, keep on moving, man.
Yeah, just keep on driving, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll be right back. I was going to go over to our news file, but since it's just been trashed, lots of news concerning Obama and Romney, but also... this Mecklenburg, Virginia thing, one of the reasons, of the many reasons, why Republicans are going to get their asses handed to them this year, and I'm not saying this with glee or joy, we're just reporting the facts, man, you know?
Well, I mean, the fact is that you are happy about it, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm neither happy or unhappy.
Oh, my ass.
Man, she said her ass.
Your ass, huh?
That's right.
We'll be right back to talk about it, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth. He's our bitch. The Phil
My
Henry
ass.
Show.
What?
Your bitch.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Boy. Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What happened, Margaret, was that I keep way too much audio on my main computer here, on our production computer, and because of that, the disk space ran out, and the disk space ran out, and so the computer just shut down.
Well, what does that mean? Do you have to get a new computer?
No, you don't get a new computer.
I'm not asking you, bud. I appreciate it. I'm talking to Phil.
Well, we got to tell you.
Yes, I know, but you're over there and you're spitting bits of pizza. And...
Bud, you know, you got to close your mouth.
Oh, sorry. That man, a big chunk gonna land over here. And I'm not saying you don't have a right to eat or anything. It'll land right here.
Well, why don't you enjoy it?
What are you... Don't be a smartass, okay? Keep your napkin to your mouth, and when you talk, don't talk with your mouth full.
What?
Don't talk with your mouth full.
You don't know about that.
No, what do you mean don't talk with your mouth full?
Were you never taught as a kid not to talk with your mouth? Oh, God, I can't stand that, man.
It is disgusting. It really is.
Yeah. Were you taught as a child not to speak with your mouth full, bud?
No. My parents just said, go here, dinner, have a dinner, and then we talk about things.
Here's your dinner, have your dinner, and then you talk about things.
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you, okay?
It is not considered polite.
Hold on, Margaret. When you're talking with your mouth full, it puts off people because there's all this crap in your... Nobody's listening to anything you're saying. You understand that? No one's listening to you. A lot of people, there may be people listening right now who don't get what I'm saying. You know, when you talk and your mouth is full of food, no one's listening to a word. You may think you're making the greatest point in the world. You may, oh, wow, here's another point, and you've got a mouth full of mashed potatoes, peas, and milk.
Oh, man! God!
Oh, my God.
Yep, that's exactly right. See, my kid's sister used to love it because she knew that grossed me out. So she'd get in her mouth something that she knew was going to look really funky once she chewed it up. Like, for instance, say we were having...
What about yellow squash?
Yeah, okay, squash and...
What about broccoli?
Well, what are you... All of a sudden, you're the...
You're an expert on this stuff.
No, I'm just thinking... No, I'm not an expert on anything. I'm thinking of what would look disgusting, you know, besides you, Robert.
Shut up.
Ow. Would you guys knock it off? Exactly. So, you know, my kid's sister, she'd get a mouthful of squash, mashed potatoes, and then she'd like, open her mouth, right? And it used to just bug me. I don't know of anybody that it doesn't bug.
Why? I didn't know anything about it.
Well, now I'm telling you. You don't talk with your mouth. And a lot of people think that they're making a great point and they're talking to get their mouth full and it's full of food. And the only thing you're doing is disgusting and turning off the very people that you were hoping to impress with your marvelous point while your mouth is jammed with food. My mother used to, you know.
I got to tell you something, Phil. Every time you bring up your mother, it has something to do with unflushed toilets.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does. And I think your mother probably deserves better than that.
Margaret, no, it does not. I'm just saying that, you know, everybody in my family, from time to time, and it bothered me, okay?
Man, you might want to be you, all polite and everything.
Yeah, you probably went to church wearing short pants, too.
I did, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. My parents put me in short pants and hard shoes when I went to...
Well, you had a church in short pants? Bitch, you had a string tie, too.
Yeah, you look like that one kid on a rascal show?
Yeah, on a Little Rascal.
Did I look like what kid on the Little Rascals?
You know, the little boy that they always used to beat up. They'd pants him and throw him in the lake.
Well, I don't know, but if he looked like the dork that I looked like, yeah. And I didn't have a string tie, but I had shorts, and I had my little and I looked like little Lord Fauntleroy, you know.
Who's that?
It's just little Lord Fauntleroy is a character from popular fiction who was kind of a little rich kid. So what is the point about that?
Well, you're all like, don't talk with your mouth full or anything. Did you ever fart? I bet you didn't even fart. And that can be dangerous to the body.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, knock it off, okay?
Yeah, I really, I'm a lady and,
Really? I'm just kidding, Miss Brandon. Ow!
You know what happened last, did you see what happened to Bud last night, right?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about that.
You know, but really, Mr. Senator, if you don't, and I'm not trying to say, if you don't fart, that'll be injurious to the system.
Yeah, that's pretty true. Yeah, if you got to blow it, you got to let one go. You got to, otherwise the intestinal area goes, it could explode, I think, can it?
No, it cannot. This is just the two of you wanting to talk about this because your minds have regressed and will never leave that area of time when you were learning not to play with your own anus. Thank you.
Well, that was...
God!
That was really crude.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sick of listening to them.
All right. So, God. Did we break already, Dan? I hope we did. 877-876-7445. What I was going to do here is bring on Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton, and I think I've got them right now. They're at... Roses, which is across the street there from the state capitol in West Virginia, and we are going to discuss with them this Mecklenburg, Virginia. Now, I know it's not West Virginia. It's Virginia. But you guys were the closest people at hand. Guy, how are you?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing real good. Guy Barton is here. I will tell you, Phil, at any time you want to talk to us about Old Dominion, we're very happy to. Yeah, we're just... West Virginia is a distinct and historically as well as culturally distinct section here, the Appalachian of Blue Ridge, but we're happy to talk about it. I got a guy over here. We just got some dessert here, and we're going to sit down and enjoy that.
Well, the question is, have you seen or heard any fallout beyond what we already saw in the news about this Mecklenburg, Virginia GOP and the materials they were sending out about Obama?
I tell you, I think, Guy, you have... Phil, I said to Jim Colum, he had sent around some people. Apparently, they had a picture of Obama, and he was dressed in this witch doctor outfit. And they also had a picture of Obama as some kind of gangster. Now, understand that the GOP, state-level GOP, had asked the Mecklenburg County GOP to please cease and not distribute these materials.
Right, I read that.
And they refused. I don't know who the gentleman, you know this guy down there?
I don't know who that is. I've known a lot of the GOP, a lot of them in Mecklenburg for a great many years ago. My father originally comes from that part of Virginia, but I do not know that man. Phil, the man with the GOP in Mecklenburg, Virginia, was quoted saying that you got to get a sense of humor and this kind of nonsense. You know, I think that there's such a thing as a sense of humor, and there's such a thing as having bad taste, and there's such a thing as gallows or black humor, and there's such a thing as being one of a very handful of people that laugh at very tasteless things, right?
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah, and so anyway, I want to just point out one more thing. The state-level GOP had said, we are, how they said it, we distance ourselves, right?
Yeah, they just...
distance ourselves from this material, and it had no place in the campaign, and we don't want it, right? But in Mecklenburg, GOP, they don't care.
Yeah, that was I'd heard that too.
All right, well, and I did too. So the state of Virginia, and here's the question, can't they decertify? In other words, the state of Virginia GOP is embarrassed by this small organization in Mecklenburg. Where is Mecklenburg anyway? Anybody know?
I don't know, Phil. I think it's around, Richmond?
I think it's around Richmond. You're the one, your father.
Well, my father's from, I've never been to Mecklenburg, but I think it's around Richmond, Virginia, Phil. And that is a hotbed of conservative activism for a long time, you know.
All right, so why can't the statewide GOP, the big, you know, the big one there in Virginia, say, you're decertified. You no longer represent the interests of the Republican Party in Mecklenburg County. None of you people are accredited or certified to represent us. None of you people now are a part of our organization. And if you do try and represent us, then we will make it very clear to whoever that you are acting without our approval and other steps. I don't know if there are legal steps you can take, like filing a restraining order or something, but those will be taken as well. Why can't they do that?
Phil, Diane, you want me to do
it? I'll give a thumbnail on that, if you don't mind. Once you finish your pie, you finish the pie, and I'll go ahead and give a thumbnail on that.
Yeah, I'm a...
And you finish your pie. You're Rosie, I want to get a cup of coffee. Phil, hold on a minute. Hey, Rosie, I'm on the radio on here, huh? Yeah, you get on over here.
Yeah!
I tell you, Phil, she's as pretty as the day I first saw her, and I say this with great respect.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, we're talking about Rosie, you know, the young lady over the restaurant. Get over here. And she's as pretty as the first day I saw her, and she was 14 years old. She took over this restaurant. You know, she's 18 from her mother. First time I ever laid eyes on her, she was 14 years old. Now, I ain't saying anything bad about her. Now, I had nothing but very pure thoughts for that child. I always knew she was just a lovely young lady, you know. But the day she turned 18, I could feel something free up inside of me.
Okay, that's fine. Get your coffee. Let's talk about, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Phil. Rosie, get over here, honey. Yeah. That's it. Fill it up. Piping hot, man. Make it hot. Yeah, boy. All right, now here's what I understand, Phil.
I'm going to talk to Phil here.
You can talk to Phil in a minute. Finish that pot. We got another piece of cherry pie. It's got the greatest cherry pie.
That's fine. I need to get going here, guys.
All right, I apologize, Phil. And
okay, there's the break. Hold on, all right?
All right, well, you want me to talk to you about...
Oh, hold on, the break.
What do you think?
Yeah, they got the break. Yeah,
your break?
No, the break, the commercial break.
Yeah, what? This guy's dumber than hell.
Where do you find these jackasses? I really like... I would just... For my own edification, where do you find a jackass... The dimensions of the one I just heard on your program, Phil?
Where do I find them?
Yes.
I found them by way of my producers and by other ways. Why?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's, I don't know whether I want to talk to one of them or whether I want to see a sign hung around his neck that says...
We have Kurt Queedy with us, Guy Barton from Rosie's in Charleston, West Virginia, right across the street from the State House there. And these are some late-working state legislators in West Virginia. We're talking to them about something that has bedeviled. I think this is not the reason that that Governor Romney is going to be, I believe, defeated. But it's a part of when these little things get, when these little things are lumped in with the larger issues that he doesn't seem to be winning on, it just really hurts him, doesn't it?
Well, Phil, you're talking to a longtime Democrat. Now, I'm a Democrat, and Guy's a longtime Democrat. I'm a big Barack Obama supporter, but I want to say this to you. I agree with you. If I were advising the Republican Party, you know, and I said to those boys, you have got to find a way to reverse course, you know, and you have got to find a way... you got to find a way to get all the hens back in the hen house. You know what used to do that guy? You know?
Exactly, Kurt. I remember a young man. He'd get all the hens back in the hen house and make sure that the door is shut for the night.
Yeah, the Republican Party need to do that. They got to get the hen back in the hen house. They got to make sure that gate shut for the night. You know, because what's happening now is that everyone on the Democratic side and the Republican side, too, you're looking at that independent voter, they're all saying the same thing, that Barack Obama's a shining star, you know.
Right now.
Never mind, hold on. You know that song? We used to love this song, Phil, when I was in high school. You know that song?
Yeah, it's shining star. You sing that song.
I did that on the talent show. There's a song we used to love, and this is what Barack Obama now for everybody else. You remember that song? Honey, you... I'm my shining star. Don't you go away.
Yeah. You're going to get a crowd.
I'm going to get a crowd over here.
Boy, that's, Kurt, that's a great singing.
No, I'm not trying to. What I'm trying to say, you know that song, though, right? You know?
Yeah, I know that song. And then the chorus line come in, Phil. And the chorus line, honey, I'm never going to leave you only. Bop, bop, bop.
Hold on. You do that. And then I hit, but that's what it is. Honey, you. Are you ready to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Honey, you. Tell them to shut up over there for a minute, will you, boys? Hey, you. Hey, boy. Boy. Hey, you, boy. Drop them plates down. Hold on.
Now, who are you calling boy?
I'm the owner of the restaurant, actually. That's Mert. Hey, Mert, I'm just kidding around. I call him boy. And Rosie's his wife, you know.
Yeah, we got to watch that.
I got to watch my step around that.
Okay.
Honey, you are my shining star. Don't you go away. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know. Now go ahead.
Yeah, here you go. Honey, I'm never going to leave you only. Bum, ba, da. Dude, that I'm going to give my heart to you only.
To you only, honey. You know, go like that, you know.
Wow, that's, I gotta hand it to you. Come on. Yay. That was fantastic. What do you think, Margaret?
I have to say, Kurt, that was lovely. And I'm a professional singer. And I have sung, I don't know if you heard me the other night doing the Ozzy Osbournes. Did you hear that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. And it was nice. It was very, you know.
Well, hold on for a minute. I'm a professional singer. Did you hear it the other night?
Yeah, it was very good. Oh, yeah, it was very good.
Gotta make sure.
Yeah, it was very good.
Well, wait, hold on. Because the other one's encouraging him. What's going on?
They loved your singing, Margaret. That's what they're trying to say.
No, they are not. I can hear the other one encouraging you. What's going on there?
No, nothing, ma'am. You were singing the other night. I'm doing it. They're singing it.
They're right there. You just said, I'm doing it. Who is encouraging you to compliment me, even though you don't mean it?
Ma'am, I swear to God.
I swear to God, I'll get in an airplane. You ask Bud how his ribs feel today. I'll get in an airplane. I'll fly there. And when I leave, well, let's put it this way. When I leave, the search will be on. The search will be on. There will be airboats, searchlights, and a lot of very tired searchers in the morning with coffee and donuts.
I don't understand, ma'am. Who are they going to be? They're going to be looking for? They're going to be looking for us, you idiot. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
Ma'am, I think you're a very good singer. Airboats?
God, man.
I just heard that. You seen airboats and they're going to be tired searchers?
What are you, Margaret? You have the most macabre way of putting things, I'm telling you.
Don't you watch Investigation? Yes, you do watch Investigation Discovery. There's always got very tired searchers. They have airboats and they have coffee and donuts for the searchers in the morning.
Yeah, what about bloodhounds?
Oh, yes, that too.
And they're all going to be there for me and for Guy Barton because you are going to do something with our bodies.
Yes, that's the general idea.
Well, the only thing you could possibly do would be to dismember us and feed us the gators in a swamp someplace. But we don't have those. But my uncle got property.
Okay, thank you very much for your attendance here in this segment. Goodbye, Guy.
Well, I mean, you still got a few.
You know what I'd like to do on this show is not have to hang up on people.
Well, when that man said that my singing was okay, he opened a floodgate. And
yeah, but you got to give people opinion on what they're going to say.
That's true.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means that some people are going to like your singing. I don't think he disliked your singing. I think his ego, I think that Kurt Queedy considers himself. Did you hear how he got into that whole thing there?
So you're saying that even if he thought I was great, he wouldn't allow himself to say it?
Exactly, exactly, because you just heard him there, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was like, honey, he was putting it on, as they say, you know. He was really going to town on that tune like he was just the center of attraction.
I bet he stands like that in front of a mirror in just his briefs, you know?
Yeah, I bet he stands with his briefs and flexes.
That is a sick image, if you think about it.
Well, I'm not thinking about it, okay? All right, so thank you very much, Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. And I think what we got out of all of that, and it wasn't much, but what we got out of all of that was the fact that the Mecklenburg, and if you guys didn't hear about this, Mecklenburg, Virginia.
Yeah, because you should really explain this, Phil.
All right, I'm explaining it, okay?
Because you got it. No one knows what you're talking about, and those two imbeciles did nothing to elucidate this discussion.
All right, fine. Excuse me for breathing, okay?
No one is blaming you. We're just saying you need to explain it.
Fine. I'm going to explain it right now. What happened with... Who crumbled up this news story?
I did.
Suspect identified in Central Park daytime rape.
Yeah, you know, what? You got a morbid personality? Want to read that again or something?
No, I don't. I just wanted to crumble it up. All right. That's about a week-old news story.
Yeah, it's laying on the ground.
Yeah, I don't know what's been there.
It was laying on the ground what? Go ahead.
No, Phil, start talking.
No, hold on for a minute. It was laying on the ground.
Yeah, I've been there for like a week.
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to pick it up.
No, you were.
So wait. This crumpled up news story was laying on the floor of the studio for a week, and neither one of you idiots picked it up because you thought it was the other guy's job.
Well, why didn't you pick it up?
I didn't see it, man.
Yeah, it was crammed way in the back there. Well, I better not say, you know.
Better not say what?
Mumble.
I had a quart bottle of Mambo.
Are you drinking booze on the air?
No, I swear to God, it wasn't booze on the air. I had a pizza last weekend.
And you're coming in here and drinking Mambo malt liquor while you're eating your pizza?
I didn't do it. He did.
I didn't say you did. Bud, if I ever catch you in here again, and if I ever find any alcohol empties in here, you're fired, man. You understand what I'm saying? You're fired. You understand that, right?
Yes, sir.
You guys can booze it up anywhere you want. You're not going to do it in this studio here.
What about upstairs?
I don't want you... Just never... You know what I'm saying. All right, so... Mecklenburg, Virginia. What happened was this. This county there, which is... and it's a day-old story. I mean, we were supposed to do this yesterday, but we finally got Kurt and Guy on the air. They released some material about Obama that was birther-influenced. And this is what I mean. I'm not saying those guys there are birthers, but I am saying that... Like so many people who are either pro or opposed to a certain candidate, they latch on to things that are sort of popularly driven, and they use them for their own purposes. In this case, they use some of the birther images of born in Kenya, that kind of thing. They also had a very insightful image, and you really have to be brain dead not to get this. You've got to have something wrong with you. If you don't understand by now that in the United States of America, characterizing an African-American in witch doctor costume, you may think it's really funny because, you know, and I don't know who, I'm not speaking to anybody in particular, I'm saying the person who does that may think it's just hysterically funny, but it is in total an offensive image taking into consideration the history of this country. Now, anyone that, you know, says, oh, I was only joking, they're either a walking, breathing, living imbecile. I mean, you know, a absolute perfect replication of a jackball, of which there are probably more from whatever cell or from whatever petri dish they, you know, sprung from. Take it easy, bud. Or you're a liar. You know, that individual's lying.
I agree. I think anyone that says the witch doctor outfit on Obama somehow is supposed to be attractive. Now, I'll give you that there are some blacks that it's attractive. I'm not being racial about this. All right?
Well, what does that mean?
What's that mean?
Hold on. I'm not a racist. I'm a liberal, Robert, okay?
Yeah, I know, but what do you mean I look attractive?
I'm saying, if you take, for instance, James Earl Jones, he can pull it off. If you take...
But Margaret, wait a second. We're not talking about who looks good in witch doctor outfits. We're talking about the president in a political campaign.
I understand that, Phil. I'm saying that one of the things that draws away from that is that he is the president. If it was James Earl Jones, you might say, oh, that's ha 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 ha, you know.
No, you wouldn't say ha 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 ha. You'd say the same thing. This is the point that I'm trying to make.
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
I know you don't know what I'm saying. The point that I'm trying to make is, if you live in America and you're an American and you still try to get away with the following, oh, it's just a sense of humor. Why don't you get a sense? This is exactly what those jackasses in Mecklenburg, Virginia. Oh, well, come on. Ain't you got a sense of humor? Look at pal. I don't know who you think you're talking to, but some of us are not the dumbest, you know, we're not the dumbest part of the family of man tree, okay? You got Obama in a witch doctor outfit, it means one thing. The guy is African, and as a witch doctor, he ain't the brightest African. He's certainly not the most evolved African. So we get it, what you're saying, and you're full of crap, and stick it right back up your you-know-what where you found it. Or maybe you found it up your mom's you-know-what.
Now, shut up.
All right. So having said all of that, the GOP agreed with me. The Virginia GOP agreed with me, and they said this is absolutely unacceptable. You got to understand, this is the Republican Party of Virginia agreed. And they sent a message to this slob down there in Mecklenburg, Virginia, and said thus and so. Folks, back in 2004, we were on the air on our radio show. We said the same thing. We said, you know what's going to kill the Republican Party? All of these, the real degenerate end of it was like the Republican Party in South Carolina. They didn't want any gays. They kicked all the gay people out of their convention. I said, well, this is what's going to kill that party, man. And that, and now here we have 2012, 8 years later, one Republican term, then a Democratic term, leading up to an election in 2012 where the Republicans were saying, this is going to be a recall. This is going to be an American, this will be basically a mandate from the American people. Big mistake electing Barack Obama. Get him out of there and let's put a good old-fashioned solid Republican in there who will have good old-fashioned solid Republican values in there, because Obama is a disaster, the worst president we've ever had, just as they said about Bush. And you remember what happened when they said Bush was the worst president ever. He got elected to another term.
Yeah, be careful when you call someone the worst president ever.
Absolutely. Because if you think that a guy is the worst president ever, it's obvious that that man has polarized people, and there's a whole bunch of people who think he's the greatest thing that has ever happened to the country. And that was the case with George Bush. And that very well may be the case with Barack Obama. You say the guy's the worst president ever? I got news for you. There's a whole lot of people who think he's pretty damn good. Now what we're looking at here is a Republican Party, and, you know, pardon me for using the term, the chicken's coming home to roost with these guys. They didn't control that part of their party, that edge of their party that was just whacked out, gonzo, crazy, psycho with the witch doctor stuff, and they don't like gays, and they've got watermelon hair and everything. Yeah, it's real funny. It's great. It's funny up until you see what happens in November when Obama gets in for another term. You going to be laughing then? Because you, Mr. Mecklenburg, Virginia, you're the ass. You and other people like you will make up a part of the reason why.
Well, I don't understand. Are you for Obama or not?
I've already come out and said I'm going to vote for him again. Okay, just so you can be clear.
Wait, you voted for him already?
Yes, I did. I told you I did. The killer for me with McCain was Palin. The killer for me with Romney is this kind of stuff. Not to mention the fact that Romney seems to, he seems to be a little more befuddled and confused than I ever thought possible. All right, let's take a break. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show coming back with more news. What's been happening from the campaign and other stuff. Stuff we didn't get to last night.
What about that alcohol enema?
I don't know about that, man, you know.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and listen to that.
Well, about that guy?
Some kid, and I don't want to make a joke out of it. Some guy had an alcohol enema, I think, and almost OD'd on it. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth well, like is a pipe our up bitch.
Yeah, he shotgunned a beer up his butt. Shut up, man.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-7445. In the next hour, in our second hour, we will announce the name of the winner of a backstage pass for a year to our website, philhendryshow.com, from the abundance, the cornucopia of people who have hashtag BSP at Phil Hendry Show over Twitter and people who have liked our fan page at facebook.com/PhilHendryFans.
Yeah, and you spell that P-H-A-N-S, is that right?
Yes, P-H-A-N-S.
Why do you do that?
Because that's how we, Margaret, you know.
Well, I'm just asking, Phil, because a lot of people have found that very confusing. Okay. Bud, haven't you found that to be the case?
No, not really.
Well, then why did you lie through your teeth and tell me that you did?
Well, because I'm on a year now, and I've changed my mind.
You've changed. So you stand there and lie, and you make me look like the bad person with egg dripping off my chin.
Yeah.
Hand me a towel, Phil.
Why should I hand? You don't have egg dripping off your chin.
I know that, but I want to make a symbolic gesture as to the humiliation that has happened here. And
oh, come on, Margaret, will you?
I said to hand me a towel.
Here. There's a towel.
All right. Now, symbolically, I'm wiping the egg from my chin. See?
Yeah.
And what does that say to you?
Reminds me of a porn movie.
You filthy...
Hey!
Margaret, come on.
I have had it with that...
Look at Margaret. You're the one that walked right into that, okay?
Yeah, you say you wipe your toweling off.
I didn't say I was toweling off.
You kicked me in the ribs again.
That's right. You want some more?
No.
Oh, grow up. You're all right.
Margaret, look, at all he said was it reminded him of a porn movie. You're toweling your face off. What is he supposed to say?
He's supposed to say it reminds him of me wiping egg from my face as the result of him lying and saying, oh, well, now he supports you. And I had said, I don't even know what we're talking about.
That's the whole thing. I don't know what we're talking about either. All I know is that you went after him again, threw him to the ground, and kicked him in the ribs with those high heels. You did it last night.
That's right, and I'll do it again, too. You want to see it again?
No, I don't, but at some point I have to step in.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, you know,
come on, Margaret, back off.
No, come on, you want some?
What are you looking at? He's got to hold you back.
That's right.
Bud, go get some ice on those ribs.
All right.
Just drag him outside and throw some water on him.
What the...
Well, what are you laughing at?
What the hell is this, like a Western or something? Drag him outside and throw some water on him. Good Lord.
Well, that is caused by you. And you were talking about this backstage. Oh, fans, that's it. Why do you have to spell it like a retard, Phil? I didn't say retard. I said retard.
Well, I don't like the word.
Well, I said the French.
Oh, would you knock it off with the French? Come on.
Well, Miss Anna, if you think about it, you know, it's not as bad when you do the French.
What do you mean it's not as bad? I don't like the word, all right?
Yeah, she said retard.
I said retard. And you spell the word fan like... Do you speak French?
No, of course, you know full well I don't speak French.
All right, le retard, which is, you spell it as the retard. You see? So, oh, aren't you something?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's my show, and that's offensive, and that's what it will always be. And that's how we're going to spell fan, because it's a cutesy-poo way of doing it, and that's just the way we do it.
Oh, real cutesy-poo.
Now, would you attend to Bud, please?
I will do no such thing.
You kicked him in the ribs. This is the second day in a row.
I'll do it. You really hurt, too.
God, I'm going to have you locked up.
I would love to see you try that.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Kick me in the ribs. Oh, stop. Shut up, Bud, or I'll come over and kick you again.
Phil Hendry.